here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of October, 2011. It was on this day, 1929, the U.S. stock market crashed, a day that became known as Black Thursday. 13 million stocks sold off in one day. By the next Tuesday, the market had lost almost $26 billion of value. Banks failed. Individual investors lost their savings. The Great Depression began. 1938, on this day, the Fair Labor Standards Act went into effect, which established the 40-hour work week and a minimum wage, the first effort by the federal government to regulate wages and hours for workers. It's the birthday of the Dutch naturalist and developer of the microscope, Antony van Leeuwenhoek, born in Delft in the Netherlands, 1632, on this date. He had no higher education. His father was a basket maker. He knew only one language, and that was Low Dutch. He himself made a living as a draper, and that's how he encountered his first simple microscope, a magnifying glass, used by textile merchants to check the thread counts. He learned how to grind his own lenses, and he made one that could magnify up to 200 times what you could see with the naked eye. He began to see things that no other human had ever seen, to see excrement and plaque, spit, the flesh of whales, stuff from inside eyelids, tobacco ashes, chemical solutions, phlegm, blood, the eyes of insects, pond water. It was he who discovered that millions of microbes could fit within a single grain of sand in a single sample of lake water. He never wrote a scientific paper, Leeuwenhoek, but he wrote rambling letters in which he described green algae, blood cells, spermatozoa, and bacteria. Leeuwenhoek wrote, "My work was not pursued in order to gain the praise I now enjoy, but chiefly from a craving after knowledge." It's the birthday of the novelist Norman Rush, born San Francisco, 1933, served in Botswana with the Peace Corps, came back and wrote his first book called Whites. A few years later, his first novel, Mating. Norman Rush, who said, "The main effort of arranging your life should be to progressively reduce the amount of time required to decently maintain yourself so that you can have all the time you want for reading." It's the birthday of the poet Denise Levertov, born in Ilford, England, 1923, who said, "Copying something out by hand, actually forming the letters with your hand at the end of your arm, which is attached to your body, is part of the creative process." Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic, entitled Brethren. A woodpecker hammers on the gutter of a nursing home where the war cripple sits in a wheelchair by the gate. The windows are wide open, but no one ever speaks here, neither about the crazy bird nor about that other war. Brethren, Charles Simic. From My Noiseless Entourage, poems published by Harcourt Incorporated, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.